Avalanche forecast for Thursday, the 2nd of April 2026. Wind slabs represent the main danger. Weakly bonded old snow requires caution. All day it applies above 2,200-meter moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above 2,200-meter, we have a wind slab problem. This in all aspects. Furthermore, all day, above 2,200-meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem. Especially in the aspects west to north to east. As a consequence of a storm force wind from northerly directions, clearly visible wind slabs formed in all aspects. These can be released even by a single winter sport participant above approximately 2,200 meters. Caution is to be exercised in particular at the base of rock walls and behind abrupt changes in the terrain, as well as adjacent to ridgelines and in gullies and bowls. Mostly avalanches are medium-sized. Shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack can indicate the danger. Additionally, in isolated cases, avalanches can penetrate near ground layers of the snowpack and reach large size, especially on west, north and east-facing slopes above approximately 2,200 meters, and on south-facing slopes at elevated altitudes. And now the snowpack. The gusty wind has transported the fresh and old snow significantly. In some cases, the various wind slabs have bonded still only poorly together. The old snowpack will be weakly bonded in some places, especially on west, north and east-facing slopes above approximately 2,200 meters, and on south-facing slopes at elevated altitudes. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind, DP.1, deep persistent weak layer. The tendency for Friday, the 3rd of April 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.